It's time for the emergency break of the week.
He's sitting there beating them off and then...
Yes.
I'm sorry?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Now, why would he do the cops a favor like that?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
No, he's...
He's fighting
He's
them.
Punching them to...
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
To try to get them off of him.
Okay.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Thought I hit that button. This is The E-Break. Is it sponsored by anyone, Jer?
No.
All right. Thank you very much. Three candidates, as always. This is the Normandy Invasion, by the way. Filling in for the music. Norm Hiskus at home, recovering from knee replacement surgery. We have Sean Bass riding shotgun right to my right. And we will present to you The E-Break. Now, this happened yesterday during this very show. This is candidate number one. Eddie Sefko from the Dallas Morning News is on talking about NBA free agency. And all of a sudden, I don't know what the heck happened in Norm's house, but Vanilla and Mally are up for an E-Break because they absolutely go bananas. Let's check it out.
The Mavericks, to their credit, keep on pitching. I mean, they keep going out there, and they're going to keep working this thing. And if it works, hey, Lamar.
Boy, I think
all Hades is broken loose.
I think the dogs are upset about Eddie's answer about that.
No, exactly right.
They won't pause it. They won't pass it on the Mavericks.
That may be a commentary about certain players that we won't try to.
Look, Eddie, you mentioned DeAndre Jordan, and the dogs go nuts. This is your fault, man.
Did you guys cue that up or what?
No, that's actually happening at Norm's house right now. You said DeAndre Jordan, and Vanilla and Mally did not like you bringing that up.
Something I didn't hear the first time. Eddie tries to issue a sports joke in the middle of that. He tried to say, "Was Lamar Odom coming in?"
He did. I didn't notice that the first time either, but boy, that was a sports joke. And then Norm issued a sports joke afterwards also that didn't make the cut, but it was a definitely let you know that Norm is back. So Norm's dogs, Vanilla and Mally, are up for an E-Break.
It's their first time up, right?
I believe so. Candidate number two, I think I'm right, Jer. We're calling this is on David Mino.
Yeah, let's give it to Mino.
Okay.
He's the one that shoots the wheels off.
So the Hardline, they're talking about reality shows, and we have David Mino dropping in a drop that kind of stops everything down.
You know what? You hadn't been in on any of those in a long time, though, have you? Like
Sharknado.
Ice Road Truckers. I mean, you had a whole slew of that junk that you watched.
Yeah, I did. But...
pipe fitting riggers, you know.
Yeah, I still marvel at what those Whoa. Deadliest catch guys
up.
Do. But boy,
pipe fitting what?
Screw you, Mino! You jerk!
You better watch what you say.
I said pipe fitting riggers.
Whoa!
Stop it!
This is like the time that Mike's dog got loose in the neighborhood in the middle of the night. And
Digger?
Yeah. He's running down the street yelling, Digger.
And he just happened to have a pillowcase over his head. Yeah.
Wow.
You know what, though? Is that on Mino? Because... we're listening to the audio, and I didn't hear that in real time. I turn to you and go, oh, no.
It's so funny what a one-second drop can do to anything. Okay, play that again, please.
You know what? You hadn't been in on any of those in a long time, though, have you? Like
Sharknado.
Ice Road Truckers. I mean, you had a whole slew of that junk that you watched.
Yeah, I did. But...
pipe fitting riggers, you know.
Yeah, I still marvel at what those Whoa. Deadliest catch guys
up.
Do. But boy,
pipe fitting what?
Screw you, Mino! That's a jerk.
Better watch what you say.
I said
now.
Pipe fitting your riggers.
Whoa.
Stop it.
This is like the time that Mike's dog got loose in the neighborhood in the middle of the night. And
Digger?
Yeah. He's running in the down the street yelling Digger.
Like, and he just happened to have a pillowcase over his head.
Wow. And you know what? Before the drop, no one was going to say anything about it. Mike had already started down another path, but then you hear, whoa, and then it just stops it down. All right, that's candidate number two.
That's some board op courage right there.
Yes, it is. Mino from the hard line. Candidate number three is also from the hard line. It's Mike Reiner, and I do believe he started a live spot that just didn't get going. Let's check it out.
7FM, The Dig.
Hello? Hello?
Everybody knows that there are times when you're going to need a new car. And there are a couple questions people generally have about getting new cars. You know, first of all, should you lease or should you buy? And the second is, how can you get the best deal? Well, when you lease from Autoflex, this will take care of both of those questions, because, you know, there's no good reason to own a new car. The thing to do is use it and lose it for a new one.
What the heck was Mike doing? And I guess I didn't realize that we had the e-break for next week going today, as Norm just shouted out hello a few times. What did you think happened, Norm?
Well, I was just reacting to what I was hearing. This this dead air of, I know this is a version of Paul and Mataga for George's moment of silence, but I'm thinking, I'm just like the audience there. I'm thinking, wait a minute, they've gone to a break. Shouldn't I be hearing something? And then Rhines, do we know what happened there? Did we know Rhines didn't know there was supposed to be a spot or...
There's no telling. There's no telling because, with the hard line.
Because that's a spot he does all the time.
It is, yes.
And even when he started into the spot, it like it's like he was wandering around the surface of Mars.
It was like his Choose Energy.
Yes.
All right, let's hear this one more time. And Norm, do not say hello. We're going to play this e-break that's going to have a little music, and that's all you're going to hear, okay?
My lips are sealed.
Okay, here we go. Let's hear it again.
7FM, The Dig.
Everybody knows that there are times when you're going to need a new car. And there are a couple questions people generally have about getting new cars. You know, first of all, should you lease or should you buy? And the second is, how can you get the best deal? Well, when you lease from Autoflex, this will take care of both of those questions, because, you know, there's no good reason to own a new car. The
wow.
thing to do is use it and lose it.
I just love the very beginning, because there's about 5 seconds of music, and then you hear it.
Yes.
And then he starts. Wow. So those are the three candidates for the e-break. Norm's dogs, Vanilla and Mally. David Mono with the perfectly placed drop that just stops the hard line down and they go off. And Mike Reiner not being able to get the live spot going. The live spot needed some gas, and Mike did not have it. 888-787-1310 is the number to call in and vote. And as George Dunham would say, let's vote responsibly. All right? Let's do it. So, let's go to the phones. Hello? You are voting on the e-break on the ticket with Sean Bass.
Can I cast my vote nude?
Can you what?
Sure.
Can I cast my vote naked? Okay.
Sure.
How many butt plugs has Norm owned?
Well, we don't think we know that. All right. Hello. You're on the ticket voting for the e-break. Let's go.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Juan Grande's Big Burrito. Wake and bake.
What
was that? Is that a vote for anything?
No.
All right,
welcome,
let's go.
E-break.
Hello, you're on the e-break voting.
Hello.
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 Where's the muses?
They're on vacation.
I always talk to the morning muses on the e-break.
Okay, well, you're talking to me. Who are you voting for?
Hold on. Okay. I want to responsibly vote for Mike Ryan.
All right, thank you very much. Hello, welcome to the e-break. You're voting. Let's go.
Is that Tiger?
It's a mentally challenged fake Tiger.
Let's vote. Let's go.
Hello?
Oh, hello, deep voice man.
Clamshells have rabies.
All right. Welcome to the e-break.
That's a dog vote. That's a dog vote, right?
Okay, let's say that's a dog vote. All right.
Dog vote.
Hello, votey. Vote for the e-break, please.
Mino.
Thank you. That was very responsible. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right, you're up on the e-break voting. Who are you voting for?
Well, this morning I'd like to vote for Mike Reiner, and I love Giorgio madly.
I think he loves you back.
It's smart.
It's a man.
Oh. Hello. You're voting for the e-break. Let's roll.
Yes, I'm voting for the hard Mino.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello. You are here to vote for the e-break. Let's vote. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Okay,
yes.
That's... no. Yes. No.
Yes.
Hello. You're voting for the e-break. Let's make it happen.
Yes, I'm voting for Vaginal Slice Bornborn, RIP Musers.
Thank you very much. Hello, you are voting for the e-break. Who are you voting for?
Am I on the radio?
Yes, you are.
I want to vote for the second one.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Hello, you are here voting for the e-break. Who are you voting for?
Hello, you are here to vote.
Hello, is this Ticket AM and FM?
Yes, it is.
Right. Jared, I'd like to shout out to LRBC, and I vote for Mino!
You vote for Mino. That is vote number 5. We have a winner for the e-break. It is David Mino as he stops down the hard line with a 1 second drop. Let's listen to it again.
You know what? You hadn't been in on any of those in a long time, though, have you? Like
Sharknado.
Ice Road Truckers. I mean, you had a whole slew of that
junk that
you watched.
I did. But
pipe fitting riggers, you know?
Yeah. I still marvel at what those deadliest guys do, but boy.
Pipe fitting what?
Screw you, Mino! Such a jerk.
Oh, man.
Better watch what you say.
I said pipe fitting riggers.
Whoa.
Stop it.
This is like the time that Mike's dog got loose in the neighborhood in the middle of the night. And
Digger?
Yeah. He's running in the down the street yelling Digger.
And he just happened to have a pillowcase over his head.
Yeah.
All right, that is a win for David Mino. Fernando.
What's a Mino?
How many wins is that for David Mino?
Well, that's his second. He's 76 behind Norman Titanium Hitzkus.
Norm is the king. We have the king of the e-break on the e-break.
No one will catch him.
Wow. Unbelievable.
The girls listen to that entire segment, and they are disappointed.
Norm's biatches.
But they understand.
They're disappointed they only got one vote out of that whole thing.
Yeah.
Boy, sorry, Vanilla and Mally. Sorry about that.